Hi guys, welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast. It's been a week or so since... I don't even know what that intro was. I'm sorry guys, it's been a long fucking day. And yeah, I'm just like really tired. So like the intro, I don't... Babe, what was that?
I don't know.
Trash? Do we keep it? No, because that clip, actually, I'm just inserting after.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Okay, so Nick and I are tired. We had, like, a little Christmas festivity sort of thing here at our apartment today.
Yeah.
Who do we have over?
Our niece, Violet.
Violet Vavian.
And Andrew's sister, Tara.
Drury.
Known as Dar.
Or Terror.
And Andrew's mom, Tammy, otherwise known as his Malv.
Malv. We call her Malv Moran, even. And, like, it's been, like, a running joke that, like, I tell people that my mom also changed her name when I got married to Tammy Moran. So we like to call her Malv. There's dog food all over the floor from the cat jumping in his dish.
Yeah. So that's...
We had like a little Christmas thing. Brennan came too.
Oh my, yeah, Brennan.
Our brother-in-law.
He's really quiet. We call him by his normal name though.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy. So like he kind of just like hangs out with Violet and Tara and like, you know. So it's easy to forget that he was here. But he was here. Yeah. And it was nice. We had like a...
We love Brennan.
Oh, we love Brennan, of course. Of course, he's like the best husband to my sister and fantastic father to the girls, of course. Oh, there's the culprit to the mess here on the floor. I actually was like, what the hell? Because I was down here and I heard her jump into it. I thought Murphy would clean up the mess, but...
Yeah, he's a great husband.
Yeah. Who? Brennan?
Brennan.
Yeah.
She's a wild one, so...
Tara?
Yeah.
Drury. See, like, the thing is...
Her nickname, Terror.
Terror. She can be Terror. Yep. So can I, though.
Yeah. I mean...
Can't we all?
I feel like I'm, like... But, I mean, like, some more so than others. And I'm, like, in a mood, like, at least once a day.
Right.
Period.
Period.
You're not supposed to agree with that. But it's true.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're all about... self-awareness. So it was kind of like a weird morning. Like I don't know, I'm starting to get into the holidays now that like my family has been
it's
over.
It's been very hard this year to get into the holidays because we had whatever that storm was we had on Monday and the two Mondays prior to that. Not sure what that was because it's not hurricane season. It's very much, it's actually winter. Typically don't see tornadoes here, even though there was a point in time where it was pretty, could have sworn there might have been a tornado. Knocked out power to half the province. And it was 15 degrees outside, Celsius. So definitely not winter weather. It's very much a green Christmas. So it's been different trying to, although it's cold still outside, we're Canadian. We will complain about winter, but most of us can agree we appreciate a white Christmas. We've had green Christmases before, but they're not very often. And so it's different. I think that's why a lot of people this year have been like, it doesn't even feel like Christmas because there's no snow. So, but I think the spirit's starting to come around.
Yeah. And like we started to get into you got into the spirit pretty early because we did have a bit of snow.
Yeah.
We drove by like the Pizza and they had a Christmas tree in the window. And I remember you went in and you were like, we need more Christmas. Like, thank you for Christmas. And like, that's when I remember like you're starting to get into the mood of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't want to tell me about that. Oh, look, my niece left her bag of whatever the heck this is.
I don't even know what it is.
She won't tell me.
And then she said never open
it. Never open it. Why poop?
No, I think she told me earlier it was paper.
Oh, she's so cute.
We could open it.
No, we could never. That'd be breaking her trust.
Well, yeah.
We got the cat. Yeah, I'm stepping all over, like, dog kernels and stuff here.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of... I want you to explain what's going on right now. Okay, there's some breaking news, bitches.
So, today I saw on... I don't know, TikTok, but, like... Or, well, no, I saw it on social media somewhere. I don't even know what, where. But, it's to do with this whole Jeffrey Epstein fiasco. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. And I think everyone obviously knows, like, just because he's no longer with us, it's obviously still a very much an open investigation. And I... For a while now, it's been pretty clear to everyone that a lot of celebrities and high members of society have been to Epstein Island and have had ties with him. And anyway, today I saw that this judge ordered this list of like over 130 names of people that had some sort of ties with him, and I think some of them might have been like victims, but like obviously people that are gonna be play a huge part in you know future trials if there's other people that are gonna be convicted. Andrew and I, obviously being Canadian, I would look at this list and was quite alarmed to see that our own prime minister and his wife were on that list, which kind of struck me as odd, but maybe not. I mean, I think Canada as a whole probably, I don't feel like once big people become aware of that they're on that list, that I think it'll kind of strike a lot of people as odd, because as much as people hate on him, I feel like most people wouldn't expect to see even our prime minister of our country have ties with someone like that. But, you know, we live in a different world now, and I think, you know, something like this, they investigate sometimes for years, like, before they have enough evidence to start convicting people, and I think we're living in a world now where it's starting to fall apart, and I feel like these people are due for their karma to catch up to them, and they're going to be held accountable. And you know, no wonder things are so just chaos everywhere, and cost of living is crazy. Like, not that it's all related, but how convenient that a lot of these public figures that are literally heads of some of the biggest countries in the world had ties with someone like this. And we're living in a current world where many taxpayers in many countries feel like their governments don't care anymore, like, and people are struggling and can barely choose between a roof over their head and food on the table, and there's people walking around making millions and not paying their taxes and committing major crimes that are literally scarring the victims of these crimes for life, and enough is enough. Like, there's no need of it.
Yeah, but like, I agree to all of that. I think that there's like a lot of like sex crimes is what you were saying. Can you talk a little bit about Oprah and how she ties into this, though? Because, like, I think that there's been a lot of chatter about Oprah over the years, and I think there's, like, some sketchy images that, like... I think that for the cover of this podcast, We're going to go ahead and use the photo of Oprah introducing a young Rita Ora to Harvey Weinstein at a party, because it's very telling. I'm going to show you the photo here in a minute, but I want you to talk a bit about how Oprah's tying into this and like the rumors that you've heard while I pull up that photo. Okay.
Well, I'm almost honestly disappointed. I've always been a huge Oprah Winfrey fan. Like, even watched her show growing up, like every day after school. Like, and I don't doubt like that throughout the years that there has been some good she's done in the world, but she's one of them. She has ties with this Jeffrey Epstein, and I don't know. I don't like to think that someone like her, and I mean, like many of the people that were on that list, I don't like to think that they would do something like that and that someone was making this up, but I'm starting to have doubts, and that many of these people aren't as innocent as they are made out to be. There's stuff coming out with about this color purple, and I don't completely understand it, but some of them were very underpaid, taken huge advantage of. Seeing some of these women in interviews talking about it, in Monique. Literally Monique completely in shambles and tears, like those are real. Yeah. Like there's nothing fake about that. So I mean I even saw something today saying that Oprah was arrested in Switzerland with $100 million in cash on her. I googled it and fact checked it. It's not true. There was even a story out in 2020 saying the same thing, but it does make you think, like, you never know. I mean, a lot of these people probably do walk around with wads of cash in their pocket. Like, that's just the way a lot of these shady people are. So, although that obviously wasn't true, that whole Epstein thing is obviously very much a thing. And, I think we're gonna see it start to fall apart. It appears that it's really gonna come out in the new year. So we'll see, but there will be lots to talk about.
Excuse me. Thank you, baby, for talking about that, because like it was very interesting to me. Like when he said to me earlier, like I can't even say this without laughing, babe, because like it kills me, but he's watching this TikTok and it's Oprah getting off of a private plane, and he's like, oh my god, Oprah got arrested in Switzerland and she had $100 million in cash on her. I was like, oh my god, what the fuck. Anyway, so like, yeah, like there's some things happening. Nick's gonna keep tabs on that for us.
Oh, yeah.
And he can kind of update us if you guys wish. I think they do. Who doesn't want to hear about,
yeah,
you know what I mean, the damn truth?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be just influencers and podcasters in Hollywood covering these things. We might be in Frederick, New Brunswick, but
yes, don't damn say where we are while we're trashing Oprah, the queen. She'll show up at her door and be like, listen here, you're right, and we'll be dead.
Okay. Hush money then. Right? So come visit Fredericton, Oprah. If y'all are as shady as you're starting to be made out to be, then pay me some hush money. I'll be quiet.
He'll shut the fuck up and he'll go away. We'll go away. Okay.
We will go away.
Where? No, we can't say it.
We won't say.
Oh Lord. Yeah, so that's it on like the Oprah thing for now.
For now.
Okay, he's gonna be,
unless something comes out saying she was arrested somewhere with $100 million on her.
Oh my god. Okay. So, like, there, Nick has been adamantly saying for days that, like, there's, like, and don't quote me on this, quote him, there's a war on Christmas and all of that. So I wanted to, like, sign out today saying happy holidays, but I won't, because I know that that triggers you immensely. What? Just want to talk
what?
About happy holidays.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be controversial, but, like, why, what's wrong with Merry Christmas? Like, I just don't judge anyone in what they celebrate or whether they celebrate Christmas or not. Nor would I be offended if someone said happy Hanukkah to me or happy whatever. Like, I wouldn't be offended by it. But I just feel like, why are we... No, take that out. That's racist.
What is racist?
No, don't.
What?
Because it's like I'm singling out Jewish people. No.
Oh my god! I didn't pick up on that. So, like, Nick, I think that... Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about Nicki Minaj, because she had a really big first week with Pink Friday, too, and we're big fucking Nicki Minaj fans here. She sold 228,000 copies in her first week.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Yeah.
She did say that, like, Billboard filtered out, like, 100,000 of her sales, so... There's some question of maybe there was like 100,000, maybe 300,000 in sales first week. We're not entirely sure.
Yeah.
But we're really proud of her.
I mean, who knows with the so much of the shady stuff that is around right now about Hollywood and those industries and trafficking that's going on and stuff in these big labels and stuff. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Billboard scammed her or whatever.
Oh, totally.
Don't you think?
Well, no, I mean, like, absolutely. I just don't... I mean, like, there's a lot of trafficking and stuff in the world, yes, and...
No, just, like, shady people. Like,
oh, shady.
Shady people involved in that trafficking and stuff, like, who work for these big record labels and stuff that...
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they would take advantage of someone, especially a woman.
Like, yes.
Come on. Like, and Nicki Minaj is huge and she has a voice in the industry.
I think that people have tried to silence her for a long time, and it seems to me that, like, maybe she was putting out this record and somewhere after the initial 10 tracks were finished and put on a record and all that, she kind of, like, got her vibe back, if that makes sense, and decided that, like, she is that bitch and she's coming back for her crown, and she added, like, all these extra tracks and...
Same shit with Taylor Swift. Like, look what she's done. These people are shady, and I'm glad to see that people like Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj are shutting them down. Like...
Literally shut it down.
No need of it, and I'm glad to see that other artists, even male artists, have followed suit and dropped these people, because...
We hate Morgan Wallen in this fucking house.
I just, like, he's not a bad singer, but what's, like...
There's rumors. I don't know how, like, big this rumor is.
Why is this... What's this big, like...
No, hear me out. So, people... Someone, at least one person on the internet said this, because I fucking saw it, unless it was... It was not a dream. This was real. Someone said that, like... Morgan Wallen is just Miley Cyrus's vocals, like, distorted. And, like, they showed it, like, a comparison of, like, her voice being, like, distorted, and, like, it sounded just like Morgan Wallen. I'll have to show you that. But if you guys are listening to this, which you better be, go ahead and look that up for yourself, because it was very interesting to me. I'm not saying I believe it, but I definitely was like, what?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying he's not talented. Like, he's, you know, he's a good country singer. I just don't understand. I just feel like there's so many others like him out there.
I feel like there's so many others that are better than him out there.
Oh, absolutely. I love country music. Andrew knows that. I love country music, but I listen to everything.
I love Speak Now Taylor's version, so I like country music too.
Right. But I just don't understand. Like, he was here in New Brunswick this past summer playing one of the big country music festivals, and all the girls are just like drooling over him, and it's just like, what?
To be fair, half of the girls here drool anyways because they're fucking like not all there.
Yeah, they would drool over nobody.
Well, they just be drooling due to drugs and stuff, you know what I mean? I guess New Brunswick, but yeah, like, I get it. Like, he period. Is, but like, he's like,
period,
exactly. So, like, my point of view with Morgan Wallen is he's like the bottom of the barrel.
Facts. Period.
Yeah, like, period and facts. It's like, I just feel like he's like the bottom of the barrel. Like, I'm not talking about his talent either, because he's not talented to me. He's like, I heard his music and like, ugh. But
the only good thing he did was get rid of the mullet.
Ew, did he have a mullet?
Yeah.
Well, see, he's so basic to me. Yeah. There is nothing about him that, like, I could see him in a Walmart and I'd be like, oh, like, who's that bum ass fucking, like, go back to. You know, I'd be like, oh, like, there's someone from Stanley, or not Stanley, like, you know, like, one of those, like, places here in town, Zealand. I'd be like, oh, he's, like, from Zealand.
Right, yeah.
No offense to Zealand, but also offense to Zealand.
Right.
I hope the Zealand, no one from Zealand would ever listen to us. They didn't have internet in Zealand.
Well.
Maybe ExploreNet.
Starlink, you can get that
anyway. Ew, they don't have, no. No, I mean, Starlink's probably great, but, like, they
wouldn't. No one outside of Fredericton is going to know what Zealand even is.
It's not. We're not talking about. We're not talking about New Zealand.
Most people will think we're talking about New Zealand.
We're not. I wish we were. We're actually in. Okay, yeah, like, we're not even close.
Yeah.
I'm literally stepping all over, like, this dog food because I have a couple of days off before the holidays.
But no, there's a lot of good Zealanders, and they're proud.
Oh. So, like, I have a couple days off before the holidays.
Yeah.
And I decided today to ingest a strong edible. Right. And this has been interesting recording this with you. I love that you've, like, taken the lead on this and, like, have just... Look at the cat playing with the fucking dog food. Oh, I know. Our animals are just so strange and sweet.
Yeah. They're different, that's for sure. But we keep them around.
Oh, of course. I couldn't imagine my life without them or you, of course. But, like, the animals more so. Sissy Burl, that's our girl. And she came into our life kind of, like, at random. We were babysitting, and then she became super attached to our cat, Norman, who was a lonesome boy since my other cat, Zazzy Moan, passed away. Because I got Norman when he was 7 or 8 weeks or some shit like that. A couple of months. You know, he was very young when I got him. And he grew up with my cat, Zazzy. So he wasn't used to being alone, and he was lonely. And then she came along, and they were like... They fell in love. They're so in love.
Yep.
So.
Our friend let us keep her.
Yeah. I wouldn't say she's a friend of mine anymore. Or ever. I don't know if she ever even was. She was, like, someone that I knew through a friend, I guess, really. But, like, everything happens for a reason, right? Like, Murphy almost wasn't ours, and, like, he's the best thing that's ever happened to us, right? Like, yeah, I don't know. This is all over the place. It's the Empty Thoughts Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. If you are wondering why I haven't updated my Apple Music podcast in a minute, it's because, like, I literally haven't paid for my Apple Music because the holidays and all that. So if you guys want to go ahead and subscribe to the $2.99 tier so that our bum asses can afford such luxuries as Apple Music, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
If not, we understand because the holidays are here and it's really rough.
Yeah.
But also you could wish... from Santa for $2.99 subscription to the Empty Thoughts Podcast.
Yeah, perfect stocking stuffer.
It is actually a stocking stuffer. So with that, we're going to say... Well, Nick, you were saying there's a war on Christmas, and I want to talk quickly about that.
Well, I think there has been for years. I just, like... It's almost like society's reverted to the... the politically correct way to wish someone a Merry Christmas is to say Happy Holidays. That it's a more, and I do understand to a degree, it's they're looking for more inclusivity probably, so Happy Holidays is a way of being more inclusive. So when you wish someone Happy Holidays, it would be acceptable whether they celebrated Christmas or celebrated something else. But there's the other side of me that, why is that necessary to, or did we have to revert to changing it to something like Happy Holidays because certain groups were offended if someone said Merry Christmas to them? Or, you know, was there people that celebrated Christmas that were offended when someone who's maybe celebrated Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or something else and they said Happy Hanukkah to them, and the person that celebrated Christmas is offended, and it's turned into this thing that they need to change it to something that might be considered more politically correct or more inclusive, which I do understand that side of it. But at the same time, why can't we all just be non-judgmental of what holiday someone celebrates and look at them for who they are? And if they say Merry Christmas to you and you don't celebrate Christmas, say Merry Christmas back, because they do celebrate Christmas, and not be offended by it. Or if someone says Happy Kwanzaa to you or Happy Hanukkah to you and you don't celebrate it, or what? Just why do we have to be always offended by something? Like if someone says Merry Christmas or Happy whatever to you and you don't celebrate it, like, say it back, because obviously they do, and go on with your day. There's no need to be offended. It's not meant to hurt anyone. So yeah, that's just my view. Like, I'm not for one or the other. It's just, I see both sides of it.
I love you. I love how you ended that. But, no, for sure. So, like...
But with that being said, Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'll give
you a second. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Aw, see, and that's actually perfect, because I was going to say, like, my take on it always was, Happy Holidays kind of makes sense to me, because, like, it's not just Christmas. We also have New Year's right beside it. So, like, Happy Holidays kind of just, like, meant, like, more than one holiday.
Happy Holidays, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I understand.
Also, are you familiar with Kim Zolciak Bierman?
No.
From Don't Be Tardy and also The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I think I know who you're doing.
Well, what is up with her? She's always posting like this shit on...
What's up with all those women on all those housewife franchises? And I'm not going to lie, I like to watch and indulge in their drama.
You indulge in succulents.
But they are... I hope to God they don't think, truly believe that they are normal, because they're none of them are.
No, they're rich.
There's just, and I don't care how rich they are, the right down to the stuff they eat, that's not normal.
It's a tasty treat.
Like, I don't crave, when I'm hungry and I want something good, I don't crave fish eggs and calamari and these, like, you know, those bougie things that they eat, like, that it just doesn't, it's like, what?
Baked brie.
It's just weird to me.
Baguettes. Well, no, poor people eat baguettes too.
Yeah, we do. I don't know.
On that note, also plugging us again, if you can, $2.99 subscription per month, gifted if you wanna.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're...
I mean, who wouldn't love this podcast, especially this episode? This episode's probably one of the most random one with the most random shit in it ever, and isn't that what Empty Thoughts stands for?
Yeah, truly. But, like, honestly, like, just to kind of tie up that last thought of mine, she's always posting this shit on Instagram, like, as if, like, one of her kids are pregnant, like, one of her daughters are pregnant, and they're not, and then she's like, link in bio, and if you click the link in bio, it's, like, literally, like, a virus, and it's, I'm like, is she hacked? But it's actually her. It's fucked, and she does it, like, every day, and, like, anyway, she's going through, like, a messy divorce, and there's a lot of...
She's probably hacked, and she don't even realize it.
I don't understand why she always wears a weave or a wig. I want to see her real fucking hair. If someone has a picture of Kim... Well, see, that's what I was wondering. Like, that's totally fine. Does she have, like, alopecia or something?
Oh,
I could Google that. Also, this is a very, probably, like, a hot take sort of episode, too, right? Like, it's, yeah, a lot of random thoughts are coming out, and, like, maybe they're not all agreeable.
Yeah, but...
But I really like the show Don't Be Tardy, so if they brought that back, I would support and I'd watch.
Oh, yeah.
And I support wearing a weave and a wig, because you know I love a wig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how many times have you seen me, like, randomly, like, put on a wig?
I feel like every holiday that warrants some sort of costume, Andrew's got a wig on.
Yeah, and sometimes even when there is no holiday or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, I'll have, like, random, like, makeup on or, like, a tight little skirt.
Yeah.
Have you ever come in and me be in a tight little skirt?
Yeah, I came in, like, what, a couple weeks ago, and I had no idea Andrew was recording, but he was recording, and... Took me a few minutes for it to register, but Andrew was in his mom's skirt.
Tight little skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to Style. So if you listen to Taylor Swift, you might get that reference when I say tight little skirt. So yeah, like, you know, I don't even know how we got here and how, it's been like
I know, how did we get here? Because we literally came in, we were both like,
we'll record on Christmas Day.
We'll record on Christmas Day.
We still have to record on Christmas Day, though, because, like...
We literally just probably put together a one-hour episode, like,
yeah, it'll definitely be nearing, like, 45 minutes to an hour for sure, and I am not even listening back to this, like, fuck it.
Right? No. Those are the best ones, I feel, and those are the ones that, like, people love, is the most just random shit.
Yep. So, we love Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
We want to go see her in the new year.
Love them all. And the rest of you stop being shady and...
I miss Wendy Williams!
Be good members of society and not actual... acting like a good member of society, but you're really not. And Andrew said it right, we do miss Wendy Williams, like...
Bring Wendy Williams back in some capacity. That chick needs a fucking podcast. Right. In the age of podcasts, like, Wendy Williams needs one.
This episode, because I feel like she'll love it.
Wendy, know that you inspire a whole generation of young gay men to be just speaking our fucking truth.
We can be outspoken.
We listen to music. Oh, wait, what?
I don't know, the gays. We're just very outspoken, and I feel like sometimes it gets portrayed negatively, and...
Yeah.
And that's why we love Wendy, because, I mean, she's...
That clip?
She's so outspoken, and look where it got her, so...
That's a really horrible...
What?
I mean, look where it got her. They're like... took all of her money and stuff, and she's real sick.
I don't mean it in that sense. I mean, you know, she got a show, and a successful show.
I'm still so fucking mad with how they ended that show. Yeah. With, like,
no, I meant no harm by that. I meant
no, like, not you. It's just such, like, a,
you know, being the outspoken, honest person she is, literally speaks her truth. Like, it did land her.
You speak truth too. What's your name on Twitter?
It hit her. It got her, landed her a hit show.
Wendy Williams' show is the only talk show that I've ever faithfully tuned into.
It's literally probably the only talk show that I will literally watch clips for hours on YouTube. Like, even if it's a clip I've seen 10 or 15 yes. times, like...
Always so fucking funny, no matter how many times you watch it.
Like, and... Come on, like...
That new clip?
Come on, it don't get any better than the host doing a survey to her audience and asking the question, and at when asking them to clap if you would, or clap if you won't, and she's just
like, clap if you want Jamie Spears to die type thing.
Like,
she said the iconic line, death to Jamie Spears, and he just had his fucking leg amputated, so you don't speak on Wendy Williams ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we love you, Wendy Williams. If
she said that, and look where it landed him with one leg.
Literally, but what my point was.
And I have no shade saying that after what he's done for the past how many years?
Oh my god. Okay, so we'll get into that in another episode. I could just laugh for days right now. So anyways, we love you, Wendy Williams. We love you, Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
You are the queen of daytime TV. What? You're the radio queen.
Literal dream guest host.
Oh my god, you're just our dream person.
Yeah.
Like that clip of her, she was like, I would ask people to respect my privacy, but I don't respect people's privacy. That's why I do the hot topics. And then she went like, with the duck lips, and I was like, oh my god, I love her. So we love Wendy Williams so damn much. Merry Christmas to her.
I like to think that she'll be back.
You can never count a woman down. Nope. Especially not Wendy Williams. Okay, so Merry Christmas, everybody. We're gonna be back in a couple of days, probably on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
The topic of that episode is going to be very Christmassy. We're gonna talk about Christmas music that we love. The classics and the new ones.
New Christmas music this year.
Yes, and our favorite Christmas movies we'll talk about and all that. Just like all the things Christmas, and it's going to be really fun. So thank you for tuning in. If you would like to support us, $2.99 a month. If not, just rate our show 5 stars, share it with a friend. That is super helpful too. Tag
Wendy Williams.
Because she's like the queen, and or just like, you know, watch Wendy Williams shows and stuff if you feel like it. But anyways,
but definitely tag her because. Girl, she needs to be our guest host.
And just like, remember, as Nick said, there is a war on what?
A war, what?
What is there a war on?